We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
Yeah, for your Wednesday, Arvo, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good. I don't know how we became the show that pranks each other, but we became,
we're not. Hang on.
We've become
hang on,
that show.
Hang on. But no, we haven't.
I'm hanging up my prank pants because...
Oh, mate, I don't think you ever wore your prank pants.
I did.
If that was you wearing your prank pants today...
I pranked you that I was in labour, mate.
That was great.
Bloody good prank.
It was
that
actually
was my
the
last
best one.
Good one, and that was a while ago.
Yeah, your pregnancy prank pants are better than your non-pregnancy prank pants.
I rocked up the other day late, and I was so apologetic that I was late that I said we could do anything you wanted on the show because I'm always fighting you for what you want to do on the show. And you said anything, and I said yes. And I didn't realise that you guys had concocted a plan, since I was so late, to pretend that we were going to do a thing where you dipped
Tommy's testicles tasting?
Yeah. You dipped your nuts into things and then had to work out if you could work out what they were. Anyway, I got very upset about it because that was not something I wanted to do on our show.
It was a prank
and it was all fun. Anyway, you were 20 minutes late today and unfortunately we're not as organised as you, and at the 18-minute mark of you being late, I said to Sondo, we should have come up with a prank. And so I dived under the desk.
Yes.
And what you're about to hear now is us trying to prank.
I think you should realise that what I saw as I walked in was 2 feet clearly sticking out of the desk. And Sonda not being able to contain her laughter. And so I then...
You knew straight away.
I knew, and I think it's pretty apparent then, that everybody knew. So I just thought...
And then I knew that you knew, but I stayed under the table.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because then I started, like, bad-mouthing you, thinking that you'd say something, and you didn't.
Because I could tell it was a joke. Anyway, have a listen.
Stop. Are you upskirting me? Stop.
Where's Vickers? Why are you laughing so much?
I thought I would be the last one here. Where is she?
She just isn't here.
Can we talk about what the f*** was wrong with Vickers the other day when I was just trying to do a fun nut segment and then she cracked it? That miserable mole has gone right off.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was actually pretty valid in her response.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought it was way too far. It was way too far. I'm at the point where I'm considering other co-hosts. Why is she hiding under the desk?
What are you doing, you weirdo? I could see your feet.
I love that in that prank world, I can consider other co-hosts. Like, that's my
option.
That's
the first thing you thought of, too. That's a bit sad.
Oh,
is that what you genuinely think?
This is such mental woman behavior. You hide under the desk. I realize you're hiding under the desk. So I try and make another joke. And then you go, actually, your joke was hurtful. It's so nuts.
Anyway.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The world's gone mad.
Wow.
I just can't stop looking at photos of
people stocking up.
But the thing is, you can't see the people who have stocked up on the toilet paper because the toilet paper is so high in their trolley that all you can see is toilet paper in a trolley and there's no person.
I mean, it's been playing in my head all day. It's the toilet. So I've got to admit, I live with a stockpiler. Johnny came home.
You're
going to
be okay
last
then,
night.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not, because listen to the details of his stockpiling. He came home and he goes, "Bro, I can't believe it, but I've caught the craze, the corona craze, and I've stockpiled." And I said, "What?" He goes, "I stockpiled on toilet paper." And I said, "How many rolls did you get?" And he goes, "Six." And I said,
mate, I go through that in the morning.
I said, weren't you?
Weren't you? I told you.
I said, weren't you out anyway? And he goes, yeah, I was down to using tissues. I said, so when you say
really
stockpiling,
they clog up the toilet.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, he's stockpiling. He's just brought himself back up to basic, decent human standards.
So you were bragging about your great metabolism. No, well, I've got an issue, right? So we mocked James, our newsreader, yesterday because he was encouraging everyone to stockpile. People stop panic buying, okay? Quietly. Yeah, he was telling people to get tuna cans and put them under, our producer, to put them under the bed. And I've been mocking these people, right? But here's the problem. Everyone's been stockpiling toilet paper. Now I just need my weekly lot of toilet paper and there isn't any. So now I'm going to have to stockpile toilet paper and I'm going to have to be one of those people that I was mocking.
Well, there's none. You're too late. So you're going to have to... Paper towels? What are we moving on to?
No, that also clogs.
Are we caring about the clogging at this stage?
Do you know there's a whole lot of people with bidets very happy with themselves?
If you had invested in bidets, the good old-fashioned Tide bum gun, or reusable toilet paper...
Is that a thing?
No.
There's reusable nappies. No. I did mock my sister all
those
years ago.
Just so we all agree.
Which had reusable nappies.
Reusable nappies, so you just chuck them through the wash. Well, here's... Just shower. Just shower. Treat yourself to a second shower.
I don't have a first one in the morning to
That's
treat
so
myself
gross.
To a second.
That is so gross.
Why are people...
Are you familiar with the term waffle stomping?
Oh, my God.
Stop it. The thing I don't understand about the stockpiling of toilet paper is if we were stuck at home, do you realise if you haven't stockpiled food that you won't be going the doing poo to then need to wipe? So I feel like people are stockpiling the wrong thing. Why aren't they stockpiling pasta or something that can actually fuel you?
Hang on.
Keep you alive. Toilet paper's not going to keep you alive. It's going to keep you clean but not alive.
Right. So are you saying you use pasta to wipe your bum with?
No, I'm saying I don't get why people are not stockpiling food at a crazy weight. Why aren't we out of Latina Fresh?
I think we are as well.
Are we?
I think it's pasta, rice and poop.
No, but the photos that I'm seeing are hand sanitizer, toilet paper. They're the things that are really getting people stressed.
Yes, yes.
There's still lots of different versions of pasta available on the shelves.
We should make a pack, a stockpile pack.
We can't get the stuff to make the pack,
that's
mate.
That's true. We should have thought this was
There's even a place that Sonda, who was gloating that she gets her, her toilet paper from. Where do you get it from?
Hang on. Who cares?
Who gives a crap?
Sorry. Who cares? Let's go to Kimberly. Kimberly, what do you know about that we don't know about?
So, hi, guys. Hi. I was just hearing your conversation about reusable toilet paper, and I thought I had to let you know that someone I was working with today told me that there is such a thing, and apparently a lot of families use it, as it's called a family cloth, and you can buy them in all different colours and I was going to say flavours, and patterns, and they just keep it in a box in the toilet and wipe themselves with it and replace it. And
I mean, that's not going to spread corona quicker than anything else.
Yeah, it's funny, that I thought maybe we need corona to wipe some of these people out. Kimberly, do you only use the cloth for number ones?
Look, not speaking from personal experience, I don't know, but either way, I think it's pretty gross. I haven't actually done the research myself, Tommy.
Yeah, if you've got a reusable cloth, you probably don't care whether it's one or two.
I'm just not sure I feel about that.
Do you remember when toilet paper used to be fun?
What do you mean?
You used to be able to... We had a zombie party once where we wrapped ourselves in toilet paper
and you walked around.
Yes, you pretend to be a mummy.
That's
what I meant.
A mummy party, not a zombie party. You use them when you go to hen's parties.
Do you?
Yeah.
What for?
You've got like games and you've got to make wedding dresses.
Yeah. See, that proves two things. Toilet paper can be fun and hands parties
suck. I used to make.
Oh, it's so suck. We're doing life drawing and there's penis straws. Well
That's
done,
what we
guys.
I used to make little tails for Evie out of toilet paper, which is pretending to be animals.
See, remember when it wasn't doomsday stuff and it didn't. Should we do calls on when toilet paper was fun? Or should we do calls on alternates?
Or calls on 131060, do you use a family cloth?
I'd love that. Alternates. Toilet paper, we're out. Let's do alternates. What are we using, guys? Because all the doomsdayers have bought all the
camping,
poop rag.
When we go camping, I have to use leaves.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because our family
you meant to save the good stories after the song, mate.
One roll
save
for the whole
good
family.
Story. Would they? Yeah. That was your family cough.
And then we'd have to use leaves.
But with your metabolism.
Sometimes I'd use a gum.
You would have.
You would a gum nut.
Stripped a bush.
Oh, God.
Because the gum nut was so much
would have been considered deforestation by the time you were done. 131060.
We had a family cover.
Stop it. 131060 alternates, and are you using a family cloth? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
People have lost their minds.
Yep.
There's no toilet paper left
for
on the shelves.
For the same people. For the same people.
Yes.
The doomsday preppers.
Now I just want my normal weekly amount of toilet paper,
yes,
and I can't get it.
Because the doomsday preppers have stolen all the toilet paper, bought it all, so now normal people like us have no toilet paper, means doomsday
There's
is today.
There's maps appearing online now where you can get it in your state.
Oh, God.
You know what else you can't get, Bickers? You can't get your other backup, a bidet.
Why?
Apparently they're illegal in Australia.
A bidet is illegal? Why?
Because that's you're going to hot it up, turn the power up, blow your insides out. What happens?
Well, apparently Australia does have too high a water pressure for them. So you'll just blow yourself off the toilet.
Imagine that. Why have we got a peel carry off the roof? Oh, you're not going to believe it.
She sat on her bidet.
She bought a black market bidet. I regret teaching her ever to use the dark web. So we're asking, there's no toilet paper left. Yeah. We're asking on 131060. Alternate.
Yes, I used to use leaves and gum nuts when we'd camp in the bush.
I can't believe that's a real story.
It is. You ring my mum and ask her.
Jenny Bickmore.
You know,
when I asked Jenny Bickmore a question, you got furious, and that's a heaps ruder question to ask Jenny Bickmore.
No, it's not. You asked her about her, yeah. Nicole, what are you using instead of toilet paper?
My alternative will be using pads.
No pads?
That's good.
Pads.
No pads.
Well, having three kids in a house and two adults, sometimes I have run out of toilet paper, and that's the only thing I could find in the toilet.
I'm being motioned by the women in the office. You mean sanitary pads and not notepads?
That's right.
Notepads would probably be more cost-effective because sanitary pads are quite expensive, Nicole. You'd be going through, I mean, I don't know how often you go during the day, but you'd be going through quite a few.
Oh, I haven't done it often. I've done it once.
Was it deliberate?
Sorry?
Nothing. Let's go to Lockie. G'day, Lockie.
Thanks, Nicole.
What's your alternate?
Hello.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, my alternative is venti cigarette papers.
Oh, now that is...
That surface area is very small, Lockie. You must be tidy.
Yeah, I've got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
I guess you could put them all together, get a bit of sticky tape.
Oh, yes, you could.
Yeah,
you could
DIY.
Lick a few together and stick them together to start with.
So you're sitting on the toilet
making a... Yes, making a roly roll.
We Googled in the break the family cloth.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say what we actually Googled during the break. I was about... Wow, okay.
We Googled in the break family cloth. I'd never seen this reusable toilet paper. And it's like a patterned bit of cloth that you do roll onto the toilet roll.
It's a tea towel.
And then you just use it. But I don't know whether you just keep using it because it wouldn't break off.
It's a tea towel.
And then you just leave your dirty bit and the next person comes along.
I think you grab one end like a towel. You grab one end from one side and one end on the other. Like a stripper does. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal, we're out of toilet paper. What's your alternate?
Jump in the shower and wash your butt.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Wise, smart. Maybe that's what we should be doing going forward anyway.
Well, Crystal, if we could buy bidets here, would you purchase one?
Look, I've never been to Bali, but my family has, and they swear by those things. So
yeah, the bum guns.
Yeah, I'd be all for it. Yep.
I've seen a bidet in Australia.
Have you?
Yes.
At someone's house or in a hotel
or something?
I'm
sure I've seen one.
Maybe somewhere where they've had better pressure, like in a hotel or...
Can we get... great. Let's go to... Is it Sian?
Sian.
G'day, Sian.
Hi. Sorry, I tuned out from Bickers because I wanted to talk to you.
Yes. Sale of the day today at Bunnings. Bidet toilet seat, $15.
$15?
Jesse.
Sian, can you turn your normal toilet with a bidet seat into a bidet toilet?
Yeah, no, it's a bidet toilet seat, so you turn your normal toilet. Yeah, I asked my dad, because I took my dad to Bunnings with me, and I said to him, oh, look, bidet toilet seat. Can you plumb this in for me? And he said, no, you can't have that. That's gross.
Sean, do you know... when they
$15.
They're only $15. Do you know I'm regretting what I've been doing now?
What have you been doing?
Oh, I got a hose and a sprinkler from outside and put it in my toilet and I've turned it on.
Jess, let's go with Jess. Jess, finish us off. What are you using instead of toilet paper? Because we don't have
that
any
joke
anymore.
That joke was meant to be good enough to end.
No, it wasn't good enough to end. That's why I'm going to Jess. Jess, what are you going to use?
Well, me and my partner were talking last night, and he reckons he's going to start using socks if we start running out.
Socks. It'd be quite nice against your buttocks.
Well, now, you know how it's so such a trend now for guys to not wear socks.
Yeah.
Now, I before I thought it was fashion. Now I just realise it's desperate men everywhere. Was that good enough to end?
End. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, deliciously simple.
And when I say simple, I didn't say simple. When Jesse says simple, he means simple because the thing that's most annoying about cooking is all the chopping, all the pre-prep, right? And the amazing thing about HelloFresh is they do the pre-prep for you. So often the stuff will come pre-chopped and par-cooked and, you know, pre-marinated.
Yes.
So you're not having to do all the grating and the rolling and all of that stuff. You can just get on with the cooking and it tastes fresh and it's delicious.
You know what the most annoying bit about my cooking is?
What?
That it tastes bad and HelloFresh have that covered as well. Mm. Hey, I know we're all excited about Pussycat Dolls later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're all excited about that. But up next,
you've got a pack of cards in your hand.
I have been honing my magic skills. As you
know. Actually, no, I'm going to be supportive because you did a trick on me the other day and I was wowed.
Well, stick around.
Is that the best you've got or are you going to do something different?
Best I got. Mate, I got heaps. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, Bickers, I've become obsessed with magic.
You have?
When I was at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, there was a show called the Maho Magic Bar, this pop-up magic bar. And in the couple of weeks that I was there, I went not once. Are you doing up your shoe?
Sorry.
Mate. Then you're nowhere near your microphone.
No, but I know this bit. You're telling the people this bit.
Yeah,
not
but I
me.
Still need you to be involved. It's really, you know how passionate I've become about. I'm now doing an other shoe.
Anyway, I'm
I've become really passionate about magic.
You saw magic in Adelaide, and now you've been doing tricks.
I went to the show three times, and it started to get embarrassing. And they started to point out the fact that I'd been three times, and there's only like 40 people in each show. So the fact that I was there each time, and then I had a photo with all the guys, all the magicians.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they're
you're
really
one of those
great
fans.
Yes, and four of them were fine with it, but the one that doesn't speak any English, he thought I was a little weird. As you know, I've started doing some card tricks, and you saw.
You're very good, actually.
Thank
the other day, the card trick really stumped me.
Yeah, I did two for you. I did three.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yes,
and then look, just pick the top card. Pick the top card. Pick the top
can
card.
Can I just one thing?
Yeah.
You realise no one can see this.
Just trust me. I've got a plan.
Okay.
Just slightly shuffle
the top,
pick the top card.
Pick the top card. So, can I shuffle them first?
No, just go pick the top card, mate. Okay. Now think of it.
Well, you know, I know that you know what the top card is. That's why you won't let me shuffle it.
We'll shuffle that card then.
Okay. Yep. Shuffled.
Okay.
Yeah. Think of it.
Yes.
You can see it. Yep.
Yes. I reckon it's somewhere. It's below a 10.
Oh, yeah.
Was I right?
Yes. You know.
See,
what the card
I'm
is.
Pretty good.
Do a proper trick for everybody.
So I knew you were going to say card tricks are visual, and so. You notice how the last couple of days I haven't done any tricks?
Yes.
That is because I have been working on a new type of magic for me. I've been working on the magic of the mind. It is the mind that I'm going to be able to read the minds of people who call into the show. So I've had a little opener. I haven't heard it, but I got Marcia to make it. The Tommy, the mind magician.
Tommy's the mental magician.
That wasn't quite right. It was meant to be mind. Magic.
It's more accurate, though.
So, hang on, because I got a little bit that says that's magic after each thing. What have you got, Jess?
He's mental.
Okay, that's not quite right.
Perfect. Can I just keep that little thing for any time I want it? I'm going to use that often on our show.
I should have previewed him. Give us a call, 131060.
Yeah.
I, obviously, people that know me don't call. Because I'll know information about you. People that don't know me only call. I know that might limit our callers.
Yeah.
But I will be able to, through the power of
your
the mind, I will be able to tell them
head.
Things
no
about their...
That.
I thought that pen was causing it. Jess, give me the sting.
He's mental.
I forgot that was the wrong sting.
So you're going to guess what they're thinking?
I'm going to guess things about this.
This feels very much like what word am I looking at?
Give us a call, 131060, and the people listening, prepare to have your minds blown by the mind magician.
Sure.
131060 is the number.
You didn't even play it.
Mental.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I thought the people stockpiling toilet paper had gone mad, but now I'm sitting next to a man who believes he can read minds.
No, I am studying magic, as you know. I've become a little bit obsessed.
And you are very, very good at magic tricks with cards. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Yep. And then I realised that wouldn't work on radio. So I've been studying to be a mind magician.
Tommy's Bobby, the mental magician.
Again, that wasn't quite right. But anyway, you said you'd be supportive of this.
How do you study it, just out of interest?
You just watch stuff. Courtney, g'day.
Hello.
See?
What? See what?
See? See that already?
Her name says Courtney on the thing.
I know, but I knew she was going to say hello. Knew she was going to say hello rather than hi, rather than how are you going. And I'd say you don't usually say hello. You'd usually go with a hey or something, wouldn't you, Court?
No, I always say hello. No.
He's mental.
Courtney. Courtney.
I think Courtney wants you to be supportive, like I'm being, just humouring. Can you
confirm, Courtney, that we do not know each other?
I can absolutely confirm that.
Okay. And I reckon you would have had breakfast and lunch today. You strike me as a real 2 meal a day at this time of day person. Is that right, Courtney?
No, you'd be wrong.
Mental.
Let's go to our next
Maybe
caller.
We need to try Jace.
Let's go to our Maybe next. Jason. I was going to guess his name.
But his name's written on the thing.
I didn't look at the thing. G'day. G'day, Jace.
How you going?
Good. What did you have for breakfast?
Up and go.
Knew that.
Did you?
He's mental.
Yeah. You've lost your
and
mind.
And Jace?
Yeah.
Yep. Just one?
No.
No, how many do you have? See?
You knew that though, didn't you?
I did. Thank you, Jace. Yeah. You're great. Some people don't get magic, Jace, and it's just nice. Some people have been lying about their thoughts, but you, Jace, you're an open book. I really like you.
Judge Judy's called up.
Have they? Oh, Jude, let's go to Jude. Hang on. I'll guess quietly her greeting. She'll say hi. Hey, Jude, hi.
G'day.
Damn it.
Mental.
Judy, I am going to have a crack. I know it's not polite to guess a woman's age, but I'm going to have a crack at when you were born. I reckon you were born in 67.
Given that's what it says.
No, 63. 1963. Is that correct?
Pretty close.
What was it?
62.
Ooh. That's good. Within a year.
Mental.
Not bad.
What? Okay, let's try it with me. What am I thinking?
Thinking how much you love this segment.
You know what I'm thinking?
What? Jesse, I said at the start of the segment, I only take audio cues from me.
Pussycat Dolls coming up soon. Stay with us.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And thank God our next guest has cleared something up. Firstly, please welcome one of the country's best comedians, Harley Breen.
Hey. Thank you very much for saying so, Tommy. I'll stick that on my poster.
What clearing up what?
Oh, well, your show is called Only Words. Mm. And thank God your puppetry of the penis skills have been put on hold.
That's right, mate.
Yet another year.
Yeah, it's good. I was sick of doing all the clowning and the acrobats, and I'm getting back to my core. I'm just going
to
use words.
You're winding it back to just comedy.
That's right. That's it.
Because did you know Harley is a multifaceted comedian? I mean, what's the most outlandish stunts that you've done in your life?
Well, I did do a live children's show with Heath Franklin.
Yes, I remember.
Who plays the character Chopper. And we did a show called Captain Fun Pants and the Mystery of the Funimatic Fun Wand. And for 5 to 8 year olds. And in it, at the end, we trashed the sets, all cardboard boxes. And I jumped on the cardboard boxes and broke my rib.
I thought you were going to say broke my rib live.
And then Heath had to pick me up on his shoulders and spin me around.
Which
we did. Oh. And then I had another week of that show to go.
Oh, my God.
And we continued on.
I remember you doing that show because that was in the afternoon.
Yes.
And I remember at a fringe festival, you stumbled out. You must have just finished the show and you were sweating and you wore the same clothes
every day.
And you said, because
it was a costume.
Yeah. Oh, and not just like you where you only have one look.
No, not a uniform, a costume. And I remember the two of you and you were hunched over and I said, boys, you looked so defeated. I said, what's wrong? And he just said, doing a kid's show when you're hungover and you haven't washed the costume for a month is the worst.
And part of the costume is a very high-knit woolen jumper that I wear as my pants.
Do you know, when I was at uni, I used to do kids' parties and I'd go on a Sunday morning because they were great money and I'd do it with my girlfriend. We'd always be hungover and we'd have to rock up in a tutu with sit around. And now that I'm at those parties as a parent and I look at all the dads checking out the party planners and the people, I'm thinking, oh my God, that was me hungover with all these old men, and there was me in a tutu, drunk, smelling like, anyway.
Oh, lots of compassion for those people
now. Yeah, I do have compassion.
Isn't it strange? You are one sliding doors moment away from still Harley and I bumping into you on the Fringe Festival circuit rocking a kids show.
You could have been a Wiggle.
Cirque du Soleil, mate.
No, that's not what I said.
We said Fringe Circuit, Gary.
We said a tent. we were polite and didn't use
you
the word
carny. You were going to be a carny.
That's the confidence. Cirque du Soleil. Oh, that's me.
Before you came in, you were late, Tommy, but we were catching up. And you know what I find interesting about comedians? You guys obviously spend a lot of your life being very funny, but you're some of the most well-informed people I've ever met. And we guess what we were chatting about before you walked in?
He's looking at me now going, geez, the list of things.
No, we were having a chat, coronavirus chat.
We were.
And we were chatting about the Olympics and whether they're going to go on. And Harley had full info. You had info on Dick Pound. You had info
on Dick Pound.
Love Dick Pound.
Poor bloke. I just think of him at school. Just a horrible life. Oh, yeah.
But Dick, that's quite famous. Dick Wolf as well, of course, is up there.
Yeah, but that's not Dick Pound.
Yeah, it's not Dick Pound, is it? Dick Wolf. I mean, that's rock and roll. I mean, that's a silver fox right there.
No, but Dick Pound is not bad either.
Depends what end you're on, really.
It's better than Dick Dabble or something. Okay.
Dick Little wouldn't go that well.
I love how you started this with comedians are so informed.
We just went straight to Dick Jones.
Dick Pound, Dick Wolf.
Do you think Dick Pound ever had to welcome to the stage, what's her name? Hyman.
Misty Hyman.
Misty Hyman.
What about Fanny Schmeller? She's my favourite.
Classic radio. Straight into stupid names. What is it? Is it still 13 10 60? Call in.
Yes, it is. Don't pretend you don't know. Don't pretend that's not written on your soul.
I dream about it.
Anyway, I was going to talk about the genuine conversation we're having, but this is far more entertaining. Up next, though, there's something you want to talk about. It's a new segment we've been trialing. It seems to be going quite well, where instead of us do the work, you do the work.
Yeah, you bring something you want to talk about. I'm assuming it's famous people named Dick.
We'll
stick
do
around.
That next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We have the wonderful Harley Breen with us, comedian, and I was going to list all your other... What are the other things you know for?
Chicken owner, father of three.
Great.
Chicken
awesome.
Owner. Yes.
Not only do you do your own introductions, but you're also going to lead us through this next segment because there's a new thing we're doing where you bring something you want to talk about. And I've been told you either want to discuss lamb shanks or cannabis. Mm. So very different topics.
I'm assuming one leads to a mass consumption of the other.
The two are very connected. Yes. Well, when I got the message through saying, what would you like to talk about? It's always cannabis. I'm very interested.
Is that your topic you go to?
Yeah, I like it.
Why is it something you think we should discuss?
I might add that I only ever consume it in countries where it's legal.
Well said.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Yes. Correct.
And do you think there should be more of those countries?
Well, what I think is that prohibition, this is exactly what I wanted to discuss, is that prohibition leads to harm. I had this conversation with my wife last night and she was like, yeah, cool, I'm going to bed. I'm like, listen, this is a great point. Because there's 10,000 years of documented history on cannabis and its use as a medicinal product. But there's 90 years of propaganda. And then if you look in the last 90 years on the incidences of maybe its contribution to mental health problems and also law and order and incarceration and death, then you'd have to say that it's because of prohibition. Because I think prohibition creates crime. Crime creates criminals. And what criminals want to do is manipulate a situation to benefit themselves. And if we didn't have it...
So what about the mental health side of things? The prohibition's not causing that.
So I am not a scientist.
Right.
So everybody should fact check anything that ever comes out of my mouth. However, in the time since Prohibition, the active ingredients in cannabis in all of its different variations have been manipulated to such a point where it's producing far higher levels of THC than it is CBD. And those two active ingredients used to be
quite... I thought CBD were a band in the 90s. I thought it was.
Or just the centre of the city.
Yeah. I thought it was a channel that was beating us in the ratings.
So then you could argue that because of the higher level of the psychoactive, then people with a disposition towards
having a mental illness.
Illnesses could be triggered by that drug. And had we not had prohibition but had regulation so that a consumer can make informed choices, we'd be in a better situation.
This sounds like a
not
man.
Funny, but very interesting.
No,
this segment tell us something funny you want to talk about.
But I think the real measure of how passionate you are about this depends on whether or not you have invested. Mm. Have you invested in New Zealand in
what's
cannabis?
Who's doing that?
In cannabis. So many people, all the people that invested in Bitcoin are now investing in cannabis.
And what's happened to Bitcoin?
Well, they've moved their money into cannabis.
Yes. I'll put it this way. I've never looked into investing in anything, right. But I have searched at least 10 companies based in cannabis.
So many companies doing it.
Okay, finally, before you go, though, your lamb shanks, what's the secret ingredient?
Also, no.
Cannabis.
I'll talk you through this as quick as possible. Cannabis oil. That's all you need. It's cannabis oil. Cook it on slow. I use a lamb shoulder and I cook it for 3.5 hours in the oven at 150 degrees.
Okay.
When I'm finished...
With the lid on?
Lid on, yes. And then when I'm finished, I take it out. I drain all the liquid off and separate liquid from fat because I'm going to use that in a second. Then pull all the meat off the bone so it's sort of roughly pieced. And then I put that into a pan and I pour the fat back over that.
Oh, my God.
So it's not swimming. It's just got the fat on it. Then I put that in the fridge for 24 hours is best. Put it in the fridge. Then I cut big rectangles of that out. And then I get a cast iron skillet and I put that in there and what you've got is slow-cooked lamb steak.
How
and
much
what do you do with
do
the
we pay
sauce?
You to...
Can that turn into and
then,
gravy?
Yes, and then you can reduce that.
Oh, my
when
God.
When can we have this?
Whenever you want. Oh, I'll cook it for you.
And I'm assuming there's a vegan version.
You can catch Harley's show, Only Words, at your local comedy festival.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Oh, we've got a new Bachelor in my Bits today.
Bloody hell. Who is the lucky gent?
The 2020 Bachelor of Australia has been announced, and it is Survivor contestant Lachlan Lockie Gilbert.
Lockie G, LG. Yeah,
was eliminated
this
week and has now been announced as, what, LG?
Well, LG, you should have gone
life's
with them.
Good.
Yeah, he's already got endorsements coming out the wazoo like that, isn't it?
I wonder if they thought about it.
And do you rate him? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is he? Quick.
10.
Oh, the longer you go, the lower it is until she works out which network it's on and who she's employed by.
No,
10.
I haven't really 10. Thought about how I feel about him yet.
Yeah, isn't that the first thing you think when you see a new bachelor or bachelorette? You go, how hot are they?
No, this is the difference between a man and a woman.
Sonda.
I want to see personality.
Sonda, can I hear from your man brain? Do you think how hot they are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a six.
Six. Soft six or hard six?
A soft
You're not
six.
Committed to the network,
soft
are you?
Six. Then I'm sure he's great and I can't wait for the series.
It'll be awesome. Ripper. Can't wait to have it back on our screens.
Good stuff.
Credit done.
what else is in your bits?
I love The Bachelor.
You tried to say no and then made it worse. No, I'm serious.
I don't know why you're making me so awkward about this.
Survivor's
a story
great.
Today
Ooh.
That...
Oh, Dancing with the Stars, top program.
I do love Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Does that mean you don't the others?
No, I do. I love Miguel and Arma Salim. There's a lot to love about Channel 10. There's a story today that has really tickled my fancy.
Talk
and
to
I think
me.
It's tickled my fancy because it's just reminded me of the horror that was the day I learnt to drive, the day I got my P's when I was a kid. There is a man in China who has...
Scale 1 to 10, how hot is he?
He has plunged. To be fair, I can only see his car. I can't see a picture of him. He's plunged his car into a river off a jetty 10 minutes after passing his driving test because he got distracted looking at messages from his friends congratulating him on passing his driving test.
So he was driving, got the messages saying, geez, you must be a great driver.
He leant over to get it and he ended up in the water. And he said, luckily the car floated. I couldn't open the driver's door, so I had to kick the door open. Otherwise, I may never have gotten out as my hand was dislocated in the chaos. he didn't see the people on the bridge that he swerved to avoid them, obviously, while he was checking his messages and he landed in the water. But it reminded me of when I got my driver's license.
Talk to
I've told you this story. Remember, I was very excited because...
This was nearly the death of you.
Genuinely, people yelled, "She's died," as it happened.
And she rose.
And not only did I rise,
Jesus,
I rise, and I saved this story up, and I've told it many times since. No, because I got my license, and my stepdad had got an old Morris Minor done up for
me. That's right.
It was a bit of a contentious issue because I wanted a new car, and he said, "No, we'll do an old car up for you." Anyway, it was the quickest way to get a new car. This story,
of course.
So I drove up to see my friend who lived in the hills, and it was one of those bench seats cars, so it didn't have the handbrake in the middle. It had the handbrake on the side, and when you've learnt to drive with the handbrake on the side, you're not quick when you're in a different car with a different setup. Yep. Anyway, got up to the top of the hill, turned the corner to come down. Her house is at the bottom of the hill, and I came over and I pumped the brakes to, you know, go down the hill, and the brakes failed. Yeah. And I was pumping, and I was going faster and faster and faster. And because I couldn't think to pull on the brake because it was in the wrong place, I then thought I'd go up someone's driveway on the
right. Which I think is quite smart.
So I turned to go up the driveway, but obviously the speed at which I was going, I was about to hit the garage door. So then I thought I'd go left off the side down their grass.
You're a stunt driver.
So then I came off the edge of their, their driveway over some grass, and I was airborne. And then I hit a tree.
Yeah.
And as I hit the tree, I thought, that is the end. I don't even have a chance.
Was that you that yelled out, "She's died"?
No. That's what I thought, though. I felt like that was going to be the end. And I landed the tree, but the tree was dead. And so instead of the tree, me bouncing
is
off
that
the tree.
What that meant, "She's dead"? The tree.
The tree. The tree collapsed. And the car went with the tree instead. And I sat there and I couldn't work out if I was alive or dead. And then people started running, all these road workers started running, you know, "Is she alive in there? Is she alive?" And I was like, "Yes, I am, I am." And I opened the door. And the thing is, because I was so excited about getting my license, I'd made myself a new skirt because I used to sew. Anyway, the zip on my skirt was really hurting me. So as I was driving up the hill to my friends, I undid my skirt so that the zip wouldn't hurt me sitting on the seat. So then when I got out of the car to say, "I'm alive, I'm here," my skirt fell off. And I was standing there in my G-string proclaiming to everyone that I was alive. And I survived, and the car was a write-off, and I got myself a new car. So
is it true? And sorry, Jesse, this is the first time you've heard this story, so you may not, Bickers doesn't actually include this detail, but when the emergency workers, they obviously first on scene of this accident, they whispered to one another, "I actually think she just had her foot on the accelerator and not the brake."
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming up. What a little treat. We have the Pussycat Dolls on the show.
Because they are about to hit the world-famous rooftop.
And we're all excited about the Pussycat Dolls joining us live. Yet, there is an extra little treat for people. Eli, our web producer, he is there.
He's obsessed. He's their number one
fan. He's obsessed. Yeah. And he's in the room with them at the moment getting ready to chat to us. He doesn't know.
He thinks he's just recording it for our online peeps.
But we're going to throw it over to him.
Yeah, we're going to give him the chance.
Absolutely losing his mind about Pussycat Dolls, and I don't know how he's going to go.
Well, often when you're in a situation like that, it's when you surprise me with Sam Smith and then I had nothing to say because I was in such shock.
Yes.
Now, if you ask me calmly, I could give you all the questions in the world. So hopefully he doesn't have a freak out moment because that's not great for radio.
So, well, I don't know. I feel like if it goes good, it's okay, but if it goes bad, it's better. So stay tuned and we'll see. It's Pussycat Dolls with Eli next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
I mean, it has been the moment that the country has been waiting for. The Pussycat Dolls hitting the world famous rooftop. For the people who aren't lucky enough to be there, midday tomorrow is where we are going to bring you all the action. Joining us now, Kamit and Nicole.
No pressure. World famous rooftop.
I love your Aussie accent. What else can you do?
Sometimes when I work out, I get a Sula. Sweaty upper lip alert.
Oh, a Sula. A Sula.
A Sula.
Oh, how's your Sula going?
That's not a knife. this is a knife.
Very good.
It is very good.
Very good. Often people try it and then we all have to humour people and we're thinking that is a terrible accent, but that is a bloody good accent, that is.
Mine's pretty rubbish.
10 years in the making. You guys coming back, performing. We're so excited to see you hit the roof. How's your partying now compared to 10 years ago? Do you party harder now or are you soft?
I think we pick our moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we work hard, we play hard, but we definitely don't play as hard as we used to. I know I don't. I can't. I got an 8-year-old. I need to get my beauty rest and take care. It's really about self-care, I think, now. Yeah. But we're...
We party hard with, like, green juices and coconut water. Yeah. I mean, look, because we have to. We can drink under the table, all right? We can drink like sailors. But we like to keep it clean. Got to be fit. When we're performing.
Yeah. And you're looking super fit too. I don't know what you're doing, but whoa.
Well, I mean, I've seen the clip to React, and so I've seen some of the things you're doing, and I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I attempted something and nearly tore every muscle in my body. Is it exciting and a bit nerve-wracking when you've brought out new music after such a long time? Obviously, everybody is loving it, but is there a moment where you go, oh my gosh, I hope people are still here for us?
Honestly, we were super excited to do this. The fans wanted us to do this as well. But like coming back, they've been so loyal for a decade, literally. And now that we're back, we've gotten so much support. It's incredible because now there's a whole new wave of fans, right?
Yeah, there's a whole new generation.
One of those fans is our web producer, Eli, who happens to be in the room with you there. And he doesn't know
you?
This.
Hey!
But
Eli's blushing.
I'm going to give opportunity now for Eli to interview you because
the pressure.
Talking about you. Take it away, Eli. I know we haven't told you about this, babe, but you can do it. Go on.
So cute.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited to meet you both. Thank you firstly for coming down and being on the show. And
Thank you for having us.
So you got Soap Pop coming up?
Yeah, we're excited. The end of April. We'll be touring, and gosh, it's been over 10 years, so we're really excited to reconnect with the fans and give them a show that they've been waiting for, 10 years in the making show.
Outside of yourselves, obviously, is anyone else on the bill that you're excited to see?
All of the artists. I mean, it's a nostalgic tour, right? All the numbers are going to be nostalgic for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Eli, this is the moment of your life. You haven't shut up about the Pussycat Dolls for weeks.
Nicole's beautiful opera singing, everything. You were sending videos of you dancing to Pussycat Dolls, and now you've become all professional.
What's your favorite move, Eli? Come on.
My favorite. I actually liked your move, singing Crazy in Love.
Oh, yes. You mean a little booty twerking.
A little booty twerking against the wall in the denim skirt. Yes.
Check it.
100%.
Eli, do you have any other questions before we go?
I just want to know, what's your favorite single that you've ever put out from your catalog?
I like Don't Just Old School. It's a classic. Yeah. It's a great written song, and it's an anthem not only for females, but for so many people out there.
And for me.
Yeah, I think it just never gets old. It's always, as soon as that beat comes in, it's like, doom. We're like, just as hype as everybody else to hear it.
Yes! Are you ready?
Well, thank you so much. You've definitely made my day, and I know you're going to make everyone else's day when you perform later on the world famous rooftop.
So. Thank you so much. We can't wait to see everybody out there in April, too.
Thanks. Come eat, Nicole. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Our good mates Husey and Ed are in the studio.
We obviously know it's dark days. No normal people can get toilet paper. What are you using as alternatives? Has it got to that yet?
Just willpower.
Really?
You know, a lot of clenching.
Yeah. You know, what we haven't discussed and what we should discuss?
Hit me.
What?
People who can do the clean snap. It's the clean
snap. That's not a certain person.
It's
like some people, like, it just happens.
It can happen. No.
Hey?
It's going to get real better.
Can you?
I've got better, actually.
Yeah, Husey's gotten better, man.
I think it's to do with your diet.
I've got better then.
As in your diet?
It's to do with your diet. But it affects what comes out the other end and how it comes out.
The CSIRO clean snap diet. That's what.
But if you were just more dehydrated, isn't it more chance of it?
No, it's harder to get out.
Dry. It's about the more fiber.
You have.
A dry Guys, come on. What are we talking about?
This is what's happening.
Dehydrated. You can do you can poo like a rabbit.
Guys, what are you doing?
We forgot to mention before that Woolies have enforced buying limits. Like with formula, you can only buy a certain amount
of toilet
paper.
They're buying them now as nothing because there's none left.
No, some still has stock. If you go online, it shows you.
Sorry, guys, but the buying limit is zero. And yeah. Some people, what I heard is some people just have a hose next to their toilet.
Yeah, there we go.
So you've got the hose with the gun. Was it? Yeah, right.
Hose with the gun seems
like a homemade bidet.
Yes, I put a sprinkler in the bottom of the bowl.
Good call.
Thank Maybe you just poo in the bath. Did you do that?
Now you are not like a nice guy. Birth. Stop that. No like water birth. No, that's not it's nice. Like I'm sorry about him.
I'm sorry as well.
But you brought it up, Tommy, and it's like your show ends and ours starts. And look what the handover's messy.
Yeah, we need a clean snap after your show.
Easy and Ed in after 5 o'clock.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.